If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Courtney Smith.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Xbox Game Pass gets another price hike. Massive mod Fallout London will roll back a patch to work on PC. And Respawn angers Apex fans with a cash-only battle pass. Here is the news for Sunday, 14th of July. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
It seems all good things must come to an end, and Xbox Game Pass could be heading in the Netflix direction after announcing a new tier system and price hikes. Let's be straight. Game Pass, when it launched, was incredible value. You had Xbox Game Pass for $10 and Game Pass Ultimate, which included Xbox Live, for $16. It was a good, clean system, offering a stack of old and new games, indie gems, and more. But you know the old saying, if something ain't broke, get in there and rattle things around until it's not as good and makes more money.
So here's how the new tiered system will work. The cheapest tier is Game Pass Core. For $11 a month, you get the privilege of online multiplayer plus 25 pre-selected Game Pass titles. The former middle-tiered Xbox Game Pass for console will no longer be available and will be replaced with the Game Pass Standard, which will include a larger selection of Game Pass games than Core plus online multiplayer. No word yet on how much this will cost in Australia. That runs at $14.99 USD, which we'd put around 17 to 19 Australian dollars, but that hasn't been officially confirmed yet. And finally is the new Game Pass Ultimate, which will cost $23 a month and include the entire Game Pass library, online multiplayer, cloud gaming, EA Play, and new games on day one.
Now, you might be saying to yourself, hang on, I thought new games on day one was the norm for all Game Pass subscribers. Microsoft has certainly been marketing it that way. Well, not anymore. They're now locked behind a paywall. For years now, Xbox has been patting themselves on the back over their day one on Game Pass releases and roping in customers with promises of major games coming day one in the future, the biggest of which being the upcoming Call of Duty Black Ops 6.
Black Ops 6 out on day one on Game Pass was a huge deal when it was announced. A major franchise being available to everyone with a subscription on the same day that it hits the shelves. But for Microsoft to come out just a few months from launch and announce that it'll actually be locked behind a premium paywall is not a vibe. It's a subscription model equivalent of pre-ordering or paying for Ultimate Editions in order to play early, which are the exact kinds of tactics that drove gamers away from stores and towards Game Pass in the first place. Realistically, you should absolutely just subscribe and cancel when you finish playing. If you do that once or twice a year, you'll still be ahead. The set and forget subscription for Xbox Game Pass makes less sense during Cozy Lives anyway, but you might decide it's still worth it. Fallout London is back on the cards after some hurdles, but the game now requires a bit of downgrading to play. Earlier this year, Bethesda decided to give Fallout 4 a next-gen update, which meant Team Fallen, the group behind the massive Fallout London mod, had to put a massive pause on their release as that update made many mods incompatible and broke a lot of their work. The team have fixed most things, but they discovered during the process that the next-gen version of Fallout 4 just isn't stable enough for the mod. So they've decided to release the old version.
Right now, the mod is with GOG for QA testing, but when it releases, Fallout London will come with its own installer and downgrader. It may be worth it, though, with all the effort that has been put in. The map is reportedly around the same size as the main game's Commonwealth map and Far Harbor DLC combined, and you get to fight super mutants and other creatures across iconic London locations. Respawn has announced an improved battle pass structure for Apex Legends, and fans are not having it. There are a lot of changes as part of the announcement, but the two biggest ones are that there will now be two 60-tier battle passes per season instead of one 110-tier pass, and now premium battle pass tracks can only be purchased with real money. Yikes. With the two changes, it'll mean that instead of spending 950 Apex coins on a season's premium battle pass track, now you'll have to pay $9.99 per half season premium battle pass track. Plus, of course, the option to buy the new premium plus track pass for $19.99, again for a half season. This is all really gross.
Respawn says the new structure is better because it'll make it easier to get the desired item in each smaller half season. They've said their 60 tiers will still include the same number of legendary skins as the old season-long passes, but items that weren't being used as much will appear less. There's a lot of mixed thoughts and feelings on the new structure, but it does mean that those Apex coins you've been saving up won't be usable for future Premier Battle Pass tracks soon.
But hey, Respawn says the new structure is better, so, you know, obviously they would know, right?
Just fork out the money. Sims fans have a new theme park simulator to look forward to, as Planet Coaster 2 has just been announced. Build your favorite parks, visit your friends, or even build together online in this new entry that will be making it to consoles as well as PC at launch.
You'll be able to add water slides and lazy rivers in this edition too. Connie, what would be your dream theme park?
It would definitely be an anime theme park with amazing food and no rides. I'm not a rides girly.
I think mine would be all the rides, also delicious food, but no other people, ideally. I'm the only one who's allowed to go.
I love that.
That'll be out later this year.
Sony's Overwatch-like hero shooter Concord will be in early access this weekend, like right now, for PlayStation Plus subscribers. There'll be 16 characters at launch with more to come along the way, and if you miss this one, there'll be another open beta. Well, more like closed, really, because you have to pre-order to get in next week.
While Overwatch looks like the obvious comparison, Video Games Chronicle, who got hands-on with the game early, said it's not exactly as close as you might think. Are you going to give it a go? Well, jump into the Sifter Discord, and I'm sure you'll find some players to join you. That's sifter.com.au/discord.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week, and damn, there are a lot.
That's right, Courtney. It's a huge week of releases, so let's kick it off with Evil v Evil. It's a fast-paced, super-violent co-op shooter where you play as a vampire, taking out evil enemies in bloodthirsty fashion. Grab it on PC, PS5, and Xbox on the 16th.
That sounds really fun, actually. Also out on the 16th is Cataclysmo, an RTS tower defense hybrid that has you collecting resources by day and defending your keep from hordes of enemies by night. It's out on Tuesday, exclusive to PC.
Out Wednesday is the super cute Flock. Fly through the open world on the back of your pet bird, collecting weird and wonderful creatures to join your flock. It's coming to PC, Xbox, and PlayStation on the 17th.
If you have a need for speed, be sure to check out the super stylish arcade racer Asphalt Legends Unite. It's an updated version of Asphalt Legends 9 with improved UI and a bunch of upgraded features, and is the first entry in the series to be available on PlayStation. That's coming to all platforms, including Android and iOS, this Wednesday.
Now one for all the nostalgic gamers out there. It's Nintendo World Champions NES Edition. It's a collection of 13 classic NES games packed together specifically for speedrunning. It's a really creative take on a retro re-release, and we love to see it. Pick it up exclusively to Switch on the 18th.
Next we have Bow, Path of the Teal Lotus, the latest title published by Humble Games. It's an action-adventure platformer with a gorgeous 2.5D art style inspired by Japanese folklore. Out on PC, PS5, Xbox, Switch, and Mac this Thursday.
And also out Thursday is Flintlock, The Siege of Dawn, a third-person action RPG that blends magic and melee combat in a medieval fantasy setting with Wild West gunslinging. Out on PC, PS5, and Xbox on the 18th.
Kunitsugami, Path of the Goddess, is out on the 19th. It's another hybrid, this time between third-person action-adventure and real-time strategy. Pick it up on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation this Friday.
And finally, we have EA Sports College Football 25. It's for all you gamers out there who love both American football and the highly lucrative corporate exploitation of young athletes. That's out on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox on the 19th. You like that, Cody?
That was good.
There'll be some guy out there who's just really likes college football, like the series, and he's like, hang on, hey.
Wait
like exploitation of young athletes.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been a walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Courtney Smith.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
We know you love our podcast, so why not become a monthly backer on Ko-Fi? Your support lets us keep making our shows, and it's easy to do. Head to sifter.com.au/support, where support starts from just $1 a month. That link again is sifter.com.au/support, or check the show note.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni DiGiovanni, who is also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Nils and Evut, developers of Skim, share their frog shadow puzzle jumpy game inspired by real Dutch locations.
Yeah, we took some inspiration from our local cities and towns. I also took some pictures of like local trash cans or like signposts and Google Maps. I also had Google Maps open a lot on my second monitor, and so I could work in Blender and recreate it a bit.
It's pretty interesting that we can convey sort of subconscious feelings by just using specific colors. And when we find these color palettes, it's really cool to be like, oh man, this kind of feels like that. Oh, we should use it there. Or how can we emphasize that more?
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.